Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now it's the season for summer camps, from the GAA to swimming to science. And at the University of Galway, a unique event has been taking place this week, bringing curious minds from the local community together with children living in direct provision for some laid-back learning and lots of good fun as well. Drive Time's John Cook was invited along to join in today. I don't know if they thought you had a curious mind or if you had some intelligence or some sort, John, but tell us what you saw, what you learned.
They thought I was young, Cormac. The curious young mind.
Definitely not that, John.
is being run all this week by Coorum, which is Science Foundation Ireland's research centre for medical devices, based at the University of Galway. And it sounds serious, I know, but when I passed by lecture halls and science labs, I was surprised to hear lots of fun and laughter as 34 children from the ages of 6 to 12 were working on exciting experiments and lively lessons. It's all part of Coorum's public engagement, which already has a teacher-in-residence programme in disadvantaged schools in some parts of the country. They want to provide opportunities for science learning and accessibility and inclusion for communities who are underrepresented in the areas of science and technology, engineering and maths. And in this Curious Young Minds summer camp, they've specifically invited children whose families have come to Ireland seeking asylum and living in the direct provision system, along with the children of some academic staff in Galway also taking part. As I entered a noisy classroom, kids were finishing off an escape room challenge as Lindsay Deely was calling everyone to other outdoor activities and, more importantly, lunch.
Did you enjoy the escape room?
Yes! Yes!
Put your hand up if you escaped the fastest.
Yes!
Put your hand up if you saved the world from another global pandemic.
Woohoo! Lindsay, what is going on here in this, what I thought was a science building at the University of Galway, and I'm finding lots of kids are getting hungry, but they've just got themselves through an escape room challenge, I've heard, prevented a future pandemic. It sounds very exciting.
It is very exciting. I think they're having a brilliant time. So this is the Curious Young Minds program that's run by Coorum at the University of Galway, and it's an opportunity to bring children of researchers and staff together with children who live in direct provision in the local community together to experience science learning. It is Curious Young Minds, Adam, exactly.
They're clever young minds correcting us here as well, are they? And what's the idea? How did it all come about?
I think it came about from many years of developing informal science learning engagement programs, but seeing that there was opportunities lacking for certain members of our local community and wanting to extend those chances to more kids.
My first name is Ayanda, and I am 11 years old, and I'm from South Africa. I've been living in Galway with my mom and my sister, but my dad recently came, so we're all happy, and we're living our best lives.
Oh, brilliant. So tell me about why you came to Ireland.
My mom and my dad wanted a better life for me and my sister, So we moved to Ireland.
And is it a good life in Galway so far?
Yeah.
Great. And Charlie, what about you? You're 12 years old. Tell me where you come from.
I am from Knockrace in 6th class, and I'm having loads of fun at the summer camp. So after this, we're actually going to go on the VR headset.
Virtual reality headsets.
Yeah. So basically, you put on, like, goggles, and you have these sticks in your hands, and you, like, you can see stuff.
Ayanda, you and your family still live with lots of other families in the asylum process here in Galway. Is the summer hard when you don't have school then, or is this good getting out for to meet other people to have fun?
It's good. Like, it's just really fun because I get to make other friends, and it's, like, not as boring as it would be if I was at home, like, just watching TV.
Charlie, you're enjoying meeting new friends as well.
I'm really enjoying it. I actually like science a lot.
What's been the best thing for you, Ayanda, so far?
Probably going to the museum, like, of the old, like, things that were made. Like, first iPhones, first, like, Game Boys and all this stuff.
First iPhones are in a museum already. Yeah. And Game Boys as well.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel pretty old, you know.
Game Boy Color. Game Boy Color.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even have the Game Boy Color when... Anyway, you're making me feel very...
And he claimed to be young. Well, Game Boys and the first iPhones in a museum. Those curious young minds making lots of us feel a little bit past it, I think, John. You were able to keep up, were you, with the science lessons?
just about Cormac. And I'm afraid of how many other artifacts, as those kids might call them, in the Computer Museum, that's at the Insight Research Centre at the University of Galway, might actually be technology that you and I are both still using. I did try to keep up with the science bits as well as the fun, particularly when I met Abe Pandit. He's a professor of biomaterials and director of the Coorum Centre in Galway, and with hundreds of researchers here and across Ireland, he told me they're developing the next generation of treatments for heart problems and other illnesses. But he stressed the importance of communicating science to a wide and diverse Irish community, making it accessible to everyone, he said, not just an elite few. And he told me they're state-funded important research is not just for the benefit of the community, but belongs to the community.
It's looking at treatments like heart repair, neural regeneration, where you have injuries with spinal cord, or Parkinson's, treatments for Parkinson's and so forth.
So how do the staff and yourself in Coorum find yourselves in the middle of a summer camp with lots of children here in Galway today?
It is fantastic. I think what it's learning for us, more importantly, you know, at the end of the day, we are learning how to engage with this community. You know, hopefully the kids will learn from each other. Because this is not only for direct provision, this is also for staff in the university at large. So it's integration of the community that they are not necessarily isolated. Both sides, you know, we in our privileged communities are also in some ways isolated, so we can engage in that space. But also for us, for our researchers, to communicate a language of science which the kids understand.
So my name is Aina. My age is 11. I was born here, but my parents are from Nigeria. Galway has always been home.
Is it a good home?
Yes. Uh-huh. My mom, I forgot what job she has, but she helps her clients when they're having problems. And my dad works in a factory.
My name is Tom. I'm from Galway, and I'm 9 years old. But my mom is from Canada.
And Tom, tell me about the Curious Minds Camp, what you've been doing this week.
We've been doing a lot of fun stuff, like the Computer Museum yesterday. What else did we do?
We did philosophy in the theatre. It's a part of the college.
Uh-huh. And a YouTuber who's also a scientist named Mark the Science Guy came on Monday, and we did soccer matches and like learned about how to like to curl the ball and do knuckleballs.
Uh-huh. On the beach, I found a small crab.
Because you were out in Salt Hill,
yeah,
looking for creatures as well.
I found two cool fish, one called a rock fish that's like small and black, and one called a butterfish, which is really like smooth and slick and really fast.
I think the best part about the camp is the friends that you get to make and all the memories.
Lindsay, you're hoping the programme will grow. You will be able to reach more children in disadvantaged communities or direct provision in this way.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be the goal. I mean, I think the earlier anyone learns a lesson, the more, you know, embedded it is in our mindset and it carries with us through life. So Ireland is very much a changed place from when I arrived 20 years ago. It's changing all the time and will continue to do so. And, you know, our children have incredible integration in our school system. But the summer holidays are long, so this is a chance for children to continue with that sort of social inclusion learning and just understanding that at the end of the day, we're all exactly the same. You know, these kids come from wildly different backgrounds, but they meet here on campus every morning, have new experiences together, and we kind of level the playing field so that they can see, right, as they're, in, you know, carrying out the programs, that they all have something to bring to the table.
Three cheers for yourselves. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Really great voices in that report and great enthusiasm as well. The last voice you heard was Lindsay Deely of the Coorum Research Centre and children as well from the Curious Young Mind Summer Camp, ending John Cook's report from the University of Galway.